Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday. And this is the Friday team. Dom sat in the middle of us all. How you doing, Dom?
Yeah, fine.
Dom, how you doing, Dom?
I'm really good.
Really good. Your optimism hangs heavy in the air.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to all the opportunities in my future.
I love that from you. Ethan James is here as well, folks.
Oh yes, hello, here again, stuck here every time.
He lives
not
in that
stuck
chair,
here,
no, he does. He's had one of the things, you know.
There's a pillow down there.
Yeah, you can't see it on here. But his lower half is sort of 70 or 80 times bigger than you think it is.
He's already in the sleeping
bag. He weighs about 60%, and he's got to the point where he's kind of almost fused to the setup there. He's fused to the chair. His skin and his tissue is grafted onto the microphone. We can't get him out, basically.
I saw a clip of us about 2 years ago. We look so young.
What?
2 years ago, someone for some reason commented on a clip on Instagram. Yeah. I went on it and just watched the clip. It was a classic. I think it was about if Ethan could go back in time, where would he go to? For some reason, he chose to go and warn people about the Fire of London.
I remember.
Brilliant clip. And we look so young and different.
So what? How do you look different?
My hair was bad, wasn't it? If suns.co.uk didn't come flying out of nowhere.
Yeah, but surely that would make you look younger, your hair getting better.
No, I... Oh, yeah.
I think that's more true. Of a tan.
Maybe I just mean we look so different.
I saw one when your beard was really shaved off.
That was a rough time.
Where
Joe accidentally shaved his own beard real
Yeah, you didn't look
style.
Like you.
No, yeah.
You looked like you were hanging around like bins or something, waiting for women to go past.
Can we talk about dating apps? Because we were having a little conversation off pod about what dating apps we use. Dom, are you on any or have been on any?
Yes. I don't get any matches with women, though. I think because most of my pictures are just like... me just staring, me in taxis, in like hats and looking in the camera like that.
This is asking a lot. Could we see your profile?
No.
We don't have to share it.
No, you cannot.
We don't have to put it up there. Just Joe reacts to it.
When Joe said then, can we see your profiles? What emotions wash through your brain and body? How did that feel, the idea that we could see it?
Nope.
Just the gates closed.
Nope.
Lock went on.
Bye. Looking through the door hole.
All
the shutters come down.
Gates across, bolts.
Yeah. Loads of bolts.
So what's
chains going over.
Right, if you don't want to see it, can you talk a little bit about your bio? What do
there's
you say
one,
you do?
There's one picture of me in Italy, in Sicily, in an apartment with my friend, looking down the camera with him. I've not blocked him out. There's one of me in a taxi. There's one of me in a jacuzzi on a cruise.
Nice.
With the escort woman. What else is there?
Is she in the photos?
And there's one of me with a glass of wine, kind of looking into the camera at the three-star Michelin restaurant.
A playful one. I like that, Joe. It's playful.
Yeah, like coquettish. I do this all the time. I do drink wine all the time. I don't go to three-star Michelin restaurants all the time.
It depends what they want. If they want someone who lives a sort of glamorous restaurant lifestyle, it's not perhaps not you. If they want someone who drinks two bottles of wine from Tesco every night, that picture sums you up.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Really, if I was being truthful, I don't know how many people are truthful on these things, it would just be me naked in bed with my spent seed on my chest, with lots of bottles around my bed, the computer desk like pivoted towards my bed so I don't have to move to get out of bed to go on YouTube. that would be my profile picture.
Are you always... You're always naked, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I always sleep naked.
Oh, man.
I can't do it.
Why?
What?
I just...
Watch YouTube.
No, sorry.
he's a Vimeo guy. You know that.
I can't sleep naked. I just can't. It just the feel of cloth to genitals just makes me... just. Just so to sit right with me.
As opposed to obviously popping a pair of boxers on, which are presumably made of...
I don't know what he means, the freedom.
Yes, you know, too much freedom. Just
too much freedom can be a bad thing.
Hey.
Who are you? Joseph Stalin.
No. I 100% know what you mean.
Matt's a dog. We should all dress up like famous dictators of the past.
But maybe that's what he meant.
Who would you pick? You could be Mao Zedong.
Why, who's... Tell me about
Who would you be?
Someone else pick. You've had a nice idea. Let's go through it one by one. If we had to dress up...
Is this going
to
be a clip, I wonder?
If we have to dress up as any dictator for one episode that most summed up our personality, who would you go for, Joe?
Can you tell me about the one you just suggested to me?
He killed 50 million Chinese people.
Chairman Mao is often known
as. Yeah, chairman. He's a chairman. What's wrong, Mao? What could be possibly bad about a guy
who's
chairman?
You're an arm chairman.
Did he live in... Did he live in China? Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I'll be him then.
Okay.
But is it not going to be... Are we going out? Are we going on a night out with each other? Probably
I
not.
Would
probably.
On a night out.
Probably
I would,
not.
I would... Oh, that would be... If I was going to... If I knew that my end was coming, that would be probably one of my last final requests.
What?
For all of us to go out dressed as dictators from the past on a night out in Manchester.
What would you go as, Dom?
So you're Chairman Mao because you like an armchair.
Who's that guy in Colombia? What was it called? The Khmer Rouge. What was it? Who's the guy?
Pol Pot.
Yeah, I want to be Pol Pot because it sounds like Pol Pot, that singer.
He won the fucking Britain's Got Talent.
I was always confused. I was watching TV going, why has no one brought this up that he sounds like Pol Pot? Pol Pot.
Ethan, obviously, you know, there is a sort of...
Are you aware of Coney?
No,
as in Coney 2012?
I'm not. You can't go as Coney 2012.
But he made...
You have to be very careful.
You just said I could go as a Chinese man.
He made children into soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
With his soft-boiled eggs?
Why did you say, like, wacky him? He makes children to soldiers.
Dipping them in his soft-boiled eggs for breakfast. How vile.
Well, it is just quite unique compared to just...
Unique.
And he's you're going Coney 2012.
Yeah.
Just all you have to do is buy the clothes.
I just got to change mine. Okay. I want to go with General Butt Naked.
What?
Who was like an army leader in Africa somewhere who ran around naked and screamed at people and massacred and ate children and things. But because he was naked, people were scared because he was naked and crazy. I suppose he would be. And what's that other guy who's in charge of Haiti now? He's called like Charlie Barbecue King or something. His nickname's
That's
like Barbecue.
That's someone who Joe follows on Instagram.
Blimey. Move out of the way, Chairman Mao.
He's got to be Charlie Barbecue.
I'm going to be Charlie Barbecue. Two of my favourite things.
I'll just take Mussolini then. Okay.
Yeah, you'd be good as Mussolini.
Very good.
Anyway, time for Dom's Diary. I've got my laptop, so I'm going to have to...
What have I done this week?
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 It's a diary.
Diary.
It's a diary of a freak.
Of a freak.
So, as of last week...
Hello.
You said to us you were about to go and meet... Mr. Warrior.
Yeah.
You said your train was booked, you were going to go last weekend. How was your visit?
Yeah, I didn't go.
Right.
Poor 80-year-old man who's only got a few days left.
I know, I do feel bad if he died recently, but I told him that my granddad was dying in hospice.
Oh, that's
so
sad.
I couldn't go.
Is that true?
That's really sad.
No.
Right. Is your granddad alive?
Yeah.
Is he fine?
No.
Oh, no. You're
he's demented, but he's housed. He does stuff. He wakes up, sits in his chair, eats, drinks, you know. He's very much alive.
Did you purposely go for an illness that affects people roughly the age of Mr. Warrior? So he definitely couldn't question it.
Well, you know that thing where you go, I need an excuse, but I need a whopper that no one can kind of go, I'm lying. No kind of sane and nice person would lie about their grandfather dying.
Yeah.
So I go, I'll do that then.
See, I think grandfather, you could probably get... It's on the edge of being all right.
What's your go-to excuse, Joe? Let's say you realised you've double-booked. Oh, God, I can't do this. I have to pull out here. I have to cancel. What's your go-to excuse? What are you going for?
Someone's ill.
Dying.
But you can say
I just
text
you, Joe, are you still in for tomorrow? No, I can't. Why? Someone's ill.
Someone's ill. Because you don't go specific on the illness, which is my key. You don't give them anything that they don't want for months. Unless they ask. Then
let's role play this then. Okay. I've just got a text message. Oh, Joe McGraw, what's it say?
My dog's ill.
No, why would you just say that? You're probably going to say, sorry, I can't do it tomorrow.
Oh, sorry about today. Oh, no, sorry about tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make it. My dog's ill.
Oh, sorry, can Becky not look after it? We really need you there. We've already paid you. Could Becky or someone else not look?
Hold on. But you don't pay in advance.
If you said, my dog's in the hospice... Then you wouldn't be able to come in because I specified my granddad was in the hospice, so that means he's at death's door. They're taking him to die. I'm a really,
that's really bad,
ill person.
So then, but then someone's going to find out if you just
said no,
a dog being ill isn't enough, surely.
Why is this all on me?
Oh, that's true.
Ethan, what would you do?
Yeah.
Oh, my excuse. I'm wait never one to.
Oh no, go on.
What?
Sorry.
What?
I've never wanted to miss a day.
Love that. Even in a fictive world, he cannot come up with an excuse to miss something because he loves being here so much.
I'm not a very good liar.
No, that's true.
Where's that?
But let's imagine you had to on this occasion. So I'm just walking down the road. Doodaloo. Oh, got a text message here from Ethan. What are those? Just open it up.
Oh, hello there, Joe. Sorry I can't be in today. For I have had the worst of dreams. And I just can't.
Is he some sort of French poet that is so affected by his dream. Night terrors?
I just can't shake it off.
That is incredible. That's
good.
So artist at the turn of the century, that, isn't it? My dreams, they've come back to me again. Sorry, Dom, it's your story time. So why didn't you... Why did you actually not go?
Well, it turns out that, you know, I want to blow my brains out quite constantly.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out I finally figured out the reason why.
But what a week.
I ordered the testosterone test from the internet. You know the ones you get constantly sold out, advertised to on Facebook?
Nope.
Well, maybe you don't because you're not typing in why am I.
No, I've got them. They're always called something like manly.
M-A-N-L-I. Something, yeah.
Or it'll be called like... His cock, or something like that. You know what I mean?
And it comes in a little plastic bag.
So does Joe.
Like one of those COVID tests.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got these things called lances.
Oh, yeah.
Not like
what
a
is
huge,
a lances?
Like a
I don't know.
A big packet like that. Oh, God, this is complicated. And you have to prick your finger with this lance.
Really?
And it really hurts. Yeah. It really goes deep.
Oof.
And you have to squeeze your finger into this pod, this capsule.
Squeezing your blood into it?
Yeah, so down like this, like you're rubbing one out. And then it goes into the capsule. But I ran out of blood in one hand, it all dried up. Can't even do that properly. So I had to lance another finger with another lance and put it in up to the marker, and I sent it away, and it came back, and it says, you have low testosterone.
Yeah, but there's always a little caveat in there. Are they going to sell you testosterone now?
Yeah, but then they said, oh, you have low testosterone. Why not take another test to make sure?
Really?
For 100 quid.
Infinite number of tests.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it definitely is low. Let's have a nurse have a fucking look.
So what are the symptoms then?
Low libido. No drive.
Can't drive.
I can't drive anyway.
Yeah, his license's taken off.
No drive.
God.
No ambition. Yeah. And those are the things I have. Not. Haven't.
Can I Google how to get more testosterone? This could be.
Well, I know a couple of ways. Yeah, people. You inject it.
Yeah. My brother injects testosterone into his bum.
Does he?
Mm.
Could he inject it into your bum instead?
I don't know whether I want that to happen.
Because they can't.
I think we might have just skipped over a little bit there. Your brother injects testosterone into his bum.
Yes, he used to be a bodybuilder, but now he weighs more than me now because he's got a quite a cush job and he keeps drinking pints of beer every day in nice hotels in Suffolk. What am I talking about? Oh, yeah, and then he gets these testosterone jabs and puts them into his arse.
Yeah, it's not into the hole, it's into the cheek.
No, it doesn't go in the hole.
Could you? I don't think I could inject
I don't like
anything
needles.
Into my arsehole. Like, not like, oh, I couldn't do it because of needles, but how... How's he doing
into
it?
Into the glutinous maximus.
Oh, he's that way. I thought he was doing like a forward
roll.
Think he was
chucking the needle in the air and landing on it, laying on his front?
It's not a suppository.
I don't know what. I couldn't imagine it.
So but this is a relatively sort of impactful discovery here, then, isn't
it? I finally found out why my life's not the way I want it to be.
Yeah, and it may not be a catch-all.
It's not the drinking, it's not the diet, it's not being alone, it's not having no job or no money, it's the testosterone.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And you fix one thing, yeah, and the house of cards will build
yeah,
itself.
Yeah, if I just take testosterone, everything will be great.
Well, I think you should at least inquire to a doctor maybe about whether this is an
option. Yeah, bank holiday
today. I've got some 8 ways of building your testosterone.
This is great.
You're not going to like number one. Watch your alcohol intake.
Yeah.
The relationship between alcohol and testosterone is complex.
Complex.
What do you say about that?
Well, I was doing really well. And then anytime I'm doing really well in my life, I get too much clarity of thought and things become too bright. You know that bit in Pinhead, what's it called, Hellraiser, where they go to the depths of hell and there's that big pyramid and it's all kind of like, it's just vast, labyrinthine vastness. It feels like that when things are going well. I was going to the gym, I was eating my protein, I wasn't drinking. And I was in shorts all the time, walking around and looking at my legs and my muscles moving.
That's the dream.
And I thought, okay, it's good. But then I went home and I thought, but why? Why am I doing this?
What is it all for?
Why? I haven't got a child or a spouse or a house.
Or a mouse.
Yeah.
It's like Dom's poem already.
Or a grouse.
I'd like a grouse.
Yeah.
Or woodlouse?
No, I had a job interview at my old school.
No, stop. You're skipping a lot. So you're there contemplating stuff, and then what? Are you a relapse?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Oh, actually, no, I went out for Korean again. And I was like, oh, in my calorie intake,
not the same old diet coke vodka.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did that again.
That triggered everything.
So...
So the conclusion to this story is I can't drink at all.
Okay, so next.
Avoid estrogen-like chemicals. Several other factors may affect your hormone levels. For a starter, a healthy sex life is important in regulating your sex hormones and testosterone levels.
That's probably why it's so fucking low.
Next.
Get plenty of rest. High-quality sleep.
Yeah, I've got high-quality.
Yeah, but he's sleeping 18 hours a day.
Yeah, I'm like a bear in hibernation, but all the year round.
You need to also increase your vitamin D intake.
I don't go outside.
Sunlight. There's one way to get it.
Well, we live in Manchester as well. Well, I suppose you do as well.
And other one, exercise and lift weights.
Were you doing that?
I didn't go.
But also, you do have some kind of... You do have some physical ailments, don't you?
Yeah, I have one kidney, which apparently messes up the hormone to do with libido or whatever.
So that's probably affecting it as well. I think you should go to a general. I think you should go to a doctor and speak to them about,
hello,
can I get TRT?
I have low testosterone.
Exactly.
Do you think you've got low testosterone, Ethan?
No. I'm far too masculine to have that.
Yeah, he's virile to the point of it being quite absurd, isn't he?
Do you think you had enough vitamin D?
That's the sun and orange juice, isn't it?
Is it orange juice?
That's vitamin C, I think.
Oh,
is that why they call it Sunny D? Because it's...
Oh, maybe it is, actually.
Google it.
So no.
No, that's
so
a shame.
Why did you actually cancel on Dr. Warrior? Did you say?
Because my mum's in pain and she needs me to do the hedges.
What's up with your mum?
She's got a bad back.
Oh, what happened?
She's just had a bad back. She fell off a horse a long time ago.
Really?
Like Christopher Reeve.
How big was the horse? Yeah.
What do you mean how big was the horse? Horse-sized.
So you're there doing like all the...
It wasn't the Trojan horse, which is on top.
You're there doing all the housework now, yeah?
Not all the housework. I just hoovered the stairs and helped with the hedges.
No offence. How long did that take?
5 minutes.
Right. And so you... So you could have definitely gone to see Mr. Warrior still.
I'm going.
What? You keep saying this.
I do keep saying things, but then catastrophic things happen to my brain.
Well,
time just goes
so
past
you felt
so
too
quickly.
Stressed to go.
Not too stressed, just too, well, if I go there, I'll just be sad, and what's the point of being in there and I'm sad? I'm boring myself even talking now.
But moving on, there has been success this week, hasn't there? You said you finished one of your projects.
Oh, yes. Yes, I finished my collection of short stories about ancient torture methods. Do you want to hear the four ones?
We're going to read four.
No, I'm going to read four of the stories. I'm going to tell you the subject matters of four stories. You got scaphism.
Oof. Right, we have to guess what that is.
Is that something to do with your skull?
No.
Scaphism.
Is it you'll never guess it.
I'll get it.
Go on.
It's either the cutting off of skin or burning.
No.
All right, then. Is it putting someone's feet where the hands used to be and putting someone's hands on top of their head like radio?
No, but it has to do with the hands and the legs and the head.
Right, go on then. What's scaphism?
Okay. It's where in ancient Mesopotamia they go out to a pond.
How long ago was that?
Some time ago.
You're looking at a couple thousand years.
And they get a boat.
A boat?
They put a man in it. Oh. So he's looking up to the sky, and then they put another boat on top and pop his arms and his legs out of little holes and his head and looking to the sky. And then they put loads of milk and honey on his face and force feed him lots of milk and honey. And if he doesn't want to eat the milk and honey, then they put hot branding irons to his eyes. So you probably drink the milk and honey. And after a couple of days all out in the hot pond, he starts to defecate inside the boat. And flies are attracted to his face and his eyes. And they lay lots of maggots inside the boat. And then the maggots, after 14 days, eat him alive.
They did this on that Inside Number 9 episode, Drew, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did they?
I once did a Q&A with Inside Number 9. Do you know the people who wrote that?
And you were covered in milk and honey at the time.
They'd say what, they'd have to force feed me.
That's the thing. When you put crunchy nut there, you are going to smell of milk and honey.
Drink it like you won't believe. And what they did was they got someone in a bathtub, didn't they? They gave him sleeping pills, so he fell asleep, and he woke up in like clay. And then they covered his face in honey, left the window open without in the outback, and then just flies would come in over 14.
The fuck? Is this a true story?
No, it's a show. Inside. Surprised you don't know what Inside Number 9 is.
I don't watch TV.
So that's your first one. What's your second one?
Oh, it's Flaying Alive.
We can guess that one.
Is that Bee Gees? What is Flaying Alive?
And you know the dude because you hear the person screaming. Flaying Alive! Flaying Alive!
Very good. That could be on Horrible Histories. You're wasting it.
Unbelievable. Flaying
Alive.
It's
where the local butcher gets a man.
What do you mean? So the local butcher's involved?
What a job he's got in his hands. He's having to make pork chops for the town, and at night he needs to skin a bad guy.
Well, they had less money back then. There was less coinage to go around. So they get a man who stole something from the church or something, because you're not allowed to do that, and they take his skin off while he was alive. Oh. But there was particular skill in doing it all in one sheet.
Fuck off.
Like peeling an... I do that with an orange. Yeah. Then you try and get the whole ribbon.
And this would just be common viewing. You know, like you watch Inside Number 9, I'd be out there going, well, he's doing a pretty good job of that, isn't he?
Oh, you idiot. You've punctured a kidney.
What a stupid idiot.
If you were going to try and get the whole skin off, where would you start?
Apparently round the eyes is very difficult.
Oh, God.
Off in one.
Would you start, then?
I'm just going, this is horrendous. Back.
Yeah, the back's not a bad shout.
Because at least you can get some grippage.
I think why I started writing these things is because I found it so horrific that these things actually happened. Yeah. That you have to laugh about. People went through this.
What's the third one?
Brazen Bull.
Is it Zoo of a Bull?
Yeah.
It's that big brass bull, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah. This guy invented this golden bull, which was hollow inside. And the guy who invented it, the king put him in it first and locked it up and then sets a fire underneath it. So it becomes... It's an oven.
Oh, my God.
But because
there's
holes in the bull's nose, it sounds like the guy screaming inside sounds like a bull. It's pretty good.
So hold on, why did the king...
No, not pretty good. Don't say good.
Pretty interesting.
Why did the guy get punished?
Because the funny, king didn't like him saying how it would sound, because the guy was so invested in making this bull. He was talking to the king about how melodious the person would sound being inside the bull. And the king was like, that's fucked up. Put him in it. Yeah. But the funniest thing about that one is they didn't kill him by burning him inside the bull. They took him out just before he died, and then the king pushed him off a cliff. It seems a bit...
What year is this?
Round about the houses, doesn't it?
I'll be honest, I like my torture straight down the line. Yeah, none of this round about the houses.
Get him out, take him a beer.
Hang, draw and quarter the bastard as well while we're at it. Yeah. Let's do all of them.
Fucking hell.
And the last one?
What is the last one?
You've wrote a full book on it.
What's the one? I've done the boat, I've done the flaying, I've done the brazen.
Something more modern?
What's the other one?
Maybe like waterboarding?
Perhaps firing squad.
No, burning alive, flaying, boat.
Anyway, Dom's collection of short stories will be available
out soon by Farber and Farber, not Penguin Audiobooks.
In all good bookshops.
Can I ask you about how much you know? Like, do you stay up to date with what's happening in the world?
No, I can't be bothered.
Do you know, like, certain things happen? Do you know when the general election is next?
What? There's a general election?
You're joking.
Well, I thought someone was coming soon, like in the next year or
something.
If
I told you there's a general election, or a general...
You think the next election is 1918, don't you?
Yeah. What's Churchill doing?
How are the boys on the front?
Oh, sorry, I can't fight in the war. I've got one kidney and I can't move. So my thumbs are a bit weird.
When do you think it is?
What year? The year?
When is the general... Like, there is a general election.
Breaking news from last week. A general election is happening this year. What would the date be?
August.
Ooh, it's not bad. It's the 4th of July.
So That's quite soon.
Get your voting slip ready.
Who are you voting for?
Who won the FA Cup?
What?
What do you mean, what?
I don't even know who's on.
Don't even know who's on?
Have a guess who won it.
Who won the FA Cup?
Chelsea? They're a good team, aren't they?
Yeah. Man United won it.
Again? I thought they were not doing too good once those Glazer people had this.
Dom does football. Dom's football roundup should be the new season.
That would be good, actually. And finally, then, the Conservatives have pledged, if they win the election, to bring back a sort of old-fashioned scheme.
Well, milk cartons going around to your house.
No.
What could it be? Great question.
If they win, they're going to say...
Old-fashioned scheme.
Yes.
The de-decimalisation of currency again.
No, you can't, it's already been de-decimalised.
Join the EU again.
No, very nice.
You're on the right
lines.
Very good.
You're on the right lines.
Making homosexuality illegal.
No, they've not said that. They have said, though, if they win the next election, they will bring back national service.
I'm not doing that.
No, you're right. You're past me. Can I ask, though, if you were to do a job in the army, out of everyone...
Drone.
No, not drones. Drones
are
out.
As in they put some wings on your back and fly you over, fly you over a village.
That caterpillar out of Bug's Life.
Terrifying.
Yeah. A caterpillar in Bug's Life, yeah. You just over some sort of village somewhere. Immediately explode.
What would you do? What would you do, Joe?
In the army?
Yeah.
Run.
No, you can't just do that. Run. Like, if you could do something, like, say, for example, Navy or the Air Force or on the ground, like, pick a role. If it comes into it, we might all be called up.
That's true.
How useless would I be in the army?
Here we go.
Ethan, what are you doing?
The only Navy you'll be doing, Joe, is wearing one of your mustard and Navy jumpers.
That's very good. So,
I'm very flaky after I had my transplant.
What?
Ever since my kidney transplant, I'm just flaky all over.
Oh, is that recent?
No, 5 years ago.
What would you do in this armed forces?
Cook. I'll keep the boys full.
You'd be so good at that.
I think I'd be unbelievable at making 7 out of 10 dishes and a lot of them.
Yeah, for 800 people. Mm. You just absolutely dominating a mess hall. You'd be incredible at that. You know, one of those big aluminium pots that are this big. And you look at the surface and there's just red oil on it and you know it's delicious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd make a good
lasagna. One of the best you've ever had. This is a good lasagna.
And I think as the years go by, you would slowly but surely adopt the vocal tendencies of a southern kind of belle woman. Like, hey, sweetie, collard greens? I think you'd become some kind of like southern barbecue lady.
Yeah, and it'd be on the borderline of being offensive, but I'd just keep it playful.
Yeah, chorizo sausage? You'd be like, you'd be so good at
what's
that.
This?
I want to join the army.
I think you'd just be great.
Collard greens and the chorizo sausage.
That'd be fantastic.
Don, what about being in a plane?
You could be like R2-D2 at the back of
Wait, one of those little pots?
You're just there like spinning around.
Come on, R2! Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm terrible with technology.
You're R2-D2 at the back.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know! Stop shouting at me!
Yeah, that'd be him. Stop shouting at me, sir.
Do you think about that at all?
A sniper.
Sniper, great.
No, I'd hide somewhere. Or any games like COD or anything, like, I'm terrible at them, but I always just hide behind doors or hide under washing machines or something and wait for someone to go past and just get
I think you'd be good at that. You would be terrible at that because after about 12 minutes, you go, I can't be arsed with this. Should we just go up close and shoot him?
Yeah.
I'd
wait there for
You'd wait for a year. Yeah, you would.
Wait for any sign of movement. I think I'd get pleasure out of that as well, picking them off.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't have entered this. Ethan, you wanted to talk?
Oh yeah. Sorry, Ethan, what would you do?
What? I could see myself as like a tank.
What? Sorry? In the tank.
Wait a second. Stop there.
As a tank.
You have to be a person in the army. You don't get to be a vehicle.
A piece of machine.
I could Ethan, see like something from Thomas the Tank Engine, just a big tank with Ethan's face at the end of the gun.
Looking at Ringo Starr.
Bloody hell, man. Turn us this weird.
Yeah, if we're doing that, I'd love to be the operational machinery in the factories back home.
Yeah, exactly. You could be something like that. So you can't be a tank. You have to be a person.
Well, I'd probably just... I'll have a gun then.
He's the first one out of the trenches, isn't
he? Yeah, fire him out.
Yeah.
We've got big heads, haven't we?
Oh, you do.
All of us have.
Oh, the hats wouldn't fit me.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'd get a bigger one.
No, they're all standard issue, aren't they? You know, big head.
How did you know so much about the army's hat?
There's no way they're all anything about.
I'm just imagining those 1912 hats. That's what I was imagining.
Just sat on top.
No,
of
because I was in a play once, Macbeth. Like you haven't heard of it, and it was set in the 19 whatever the war was, one of the wars, and we had those green hats.
That's
those green tin hats. Yeah. And we had to run to the back of the stalls to go into the drink cupboard, the bar. So we had to went down all the aisles in the dark to go up and stage to surprise people at the end. But this one girl called Ikra was about 4 foot. We all got into the bar really quickly, and she would always come really late with her hat askew like that in British Army gear, camouflage, and a big like rifle like that. This 4 foot girl, and people would be like, "Ikra, fucking put on the hat! Everything's falling off you. What are you doing?"
Aww, poor Ikra. No. Did the hat fit you then? No.
No.
What was Macbeth then? Was he just a guy who wanted to be like in charge of the army?
Yeah, I was supposed. Well, they kind of just went Macbeth. Oh, British Army, just plaster it over it. It's fine.
You wanted to talk about drugs?
Drugs?
Medication. The names of medication.
Oh, yes. No, because every time I have to ring up for new kidney medication, they ask me what I need.
Right.
And I was saying to you before, I think, who comes up with the names for medical... medical names of medication, like Ozempic? And my kidney medication is called mycophenolate mofetil.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Fucking hell.
It's like an Irish guy, isn't it? Mycophenolate.
Is it anything to do with a scientist?
No.
Nothing? Isn't it sometimes the stars, if you discover a planet, you get to name it after something you like?
that's true.
No,
isn't it nice? Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of the periodic tables like that, isn't it?
Or Einsteinium.
Like Einsteinium, Mendeleevium. Rutherfordium, etc.
Rutherford? Like Greg Rutherford?
No, more like another
the
Rutherford.
Hydrant guy.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the funniest medical...
Well, there's a few, isn't there?
Condition.
I think sometimes they name it too close to the thing that it's curing. Like
Vagimus.
Vagisil, if you've got thrush. Vagisil.
That's a bit on the nose.
That's
though,
like a
it?
Windowsill, no. But obviously...
It's on your family.
Yeah, exactly. No. And like, Piles medication's terrible for it.
What's it called? Piles?
Anasol.
Oh, for God's sake.
But surely, Joe, surely, if you're in so much pain and you don't know what to get, having something called Anasol, you probably go, that's my best bet.
Yeah, maybe. Or germaloids is another one.
Germaloids.
Sounds like hemorrhoids and germs. Well, that's not right.
Have you ever
it?
Used Vagisil?
On what?
Might help your mum's pain out a bit. Don't know. Get her up so you can go to see Mr. Warrior.
Oh, Mum, Joe had a great idea today. You know your bad back that you've had for 30 years? You know what he thinks might cure it? Not those kind of heroin tablets you're on, or ibuprofen, or seeing a doctor or chiropractor for many, many years and crying every day through the pain. What you really need is some Vagisil.
She takes heroin?
No. Heroin-like substance is morphine.
Ooh.
That's heroin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you tried fentanyl? I had it in the hospital. It was very good.
I know.
What does it do to you?
Your perception just kind of goes like this. So you don't really know what's going on. Very good. I had a button, I had it on drip.
Yeah, I went to visit him when he had his kidney transplant. And you'd be talking to him, and then all of a sudden you just hear this, and you look down, and he's frantically pressing his little morphine drip thing.
Wow.
That would only allow him to press it like twice an hour or whatever.
Yeah, they had to take it away from him.
But they took it off him in the end because he was...
You're pressing so much.
Yeah, because it kept running out, and it kept doing this beeping noise that just annoyed everyone. I had an interview at my old school the other day.
Dom's doing too much. This is the episode. This is the new feature. Well, it's been going throughout the time Dom's been on the podcast. Not only has he got a degree, it was going for a poetry degree.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I'm off for 5 months.
Pardon?
Yeah. Summer.
Oh, it's not a great degree.
Now he's going for job interviews at his old school. What for?
For a house assistant.
Oh, God.
Is it what, like Professor Filch from Harry Potter?
Was he your house assistant?
I don't know. Yeah, he had
someone who stays in one of the flats on site.
No.
And you go around at night, like, time for bed.
I tell you what,
you'd be Christ. Fucking good at it.
You are perfect.
Time for bed.
You're perfect.
I didn't get the job.
What?
No, because I went in. I had sent in my application. I went in for the interview, and the thing is, can you imagine being interviewed by your old like head of year?
That would be quite awkward.
Yeah, I was interviewed by the whole head of house. And he see me in the middle of the road, like throwing up in front of cars and stuff. And he had my CV in front of him. And it was just like being obviously back there. It was like all loads of annotations on my CV. I wasn't expecting this. I apply for Costa all the time. They don't do that.
No, they don't care.
No, you apply for Costa all the time.
I've worked there many times. And
cost of living crisis.
Yeah, oof, nice.
Very good. And I didn't realise he was going to annotate my CV. I would have tried a bit harder on it. But he said, there's loads of gaps in your CV. And I said, yeah, it's when I've not been doing anything. Which obviously is not another good answer.
Yeah, what the fuck do you want? I was depressed and I couldn't leave the house, you twat.
He said, have you ever been in trouble with the law?
He said that?
Yeah, I said, no, I tried to kill myself once, though. He said,
Dom.
He said, oh, we don't want you doing that again, do we? And I think, even though he said, even though he looked concerned, I think he took that as negative.
What? He took you trying to kill yourself as a negative.
Yeah, he wouldn't have given me the job because of that.
That's discrimination. Is it?
Against
what? Against
the people that used to work there when I was there were terrible. Worse than that.
Why? What do you mean worse than that?
They used to let the attractive boys stay up later.
What time was your bedtime? About
half ten.
Midday.
Half ten. Well, I used to get up midday. No, I used to get up for breakfast when I was in the prefect corridor. They gave me prefect corridor room because I stayed an extra year and they felt sorry for me. So I used to go down.
Stay an extra year?
Because I was too bad at music. So I went downstairs to go to the mess hall to wave, to sign in the morning. And then when I'd sign in the morning, I'd just go right back up to bed. Because in the third year, all my timetable was just free. So I used to play GameCube all day long. And I brought in an IKEA lounge chair.
And just sat in that for a year.
But the more attractive boys, you'll have to stay up later.
Yes, and my friend who's just got married and had a kid, he's really turned his life around. He used to open his arsehole to what a...
How do we put an age gate on the next minute and a half?
Ethan, are you allowing this story?
You're the producer, Ethan.
First sentence, give it the thumbs up, which means go for it, or thumbs down.
It's a true story.
I'm intrigued. Go on, Tom.
So he's a very attractive boy. My good friend, he invited me to his wedding.
I didn't go.
And he used to open his arsehole to this house assistant, who was horrible, by the way. The house assistant was horrible. It wasn't me being horrible about him. And he used to go, you like that, sir. You like that. And they used to let him stay up later because he used to do that. Didn't let me stay up later.
He was a house assistant
and I didn't get the job.
Sure,
I met the head of the school as well, though, and he said, what would you do about, what would be your main thing to help the students around the school? And I thought, well, drinking was a big thing when I was there. So I'd say, well, I'd help out with the drinking.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's not a surprise that you said to one guy you might kill yourself, and now you're going to get pissed with the students.
No, he said, how would you stop them drinking? I said, well, I wouldn't. I'd say, do it, but test your limits. with the alcohol.
Test your
until
limits.
You pass out, and then you know how much not to drink then in future.
You said this out loud.
Then you know how much not to drink.
Yeah, because that was my excuse when I used to get paralytic there. He said, are you stupid? Why are you falling over in the middle of the road? And I said, well, I'm just testing how much I can drink.
I think there's quite likely to be a cut just here, and we are back into the podcast after Dom... I don't even know what happened then, but that sounds horrendous.
Yeah, I didn't get the job.
Yeah. Mostly your friend's experience of school. How old was he at this point?
18.
Anyway, as we come to the conclusion, do we have lovely poems or lovely words?
Yeah, yeah.
Ethan, when are you going to reply to one of Dom's poems?
Reply to him?
Like, yeah, it's a slam poetry battle, yeah. Isn't it?
I don't text him anymore. I don't say anything to him anymore.
Oh, real friction. That's it, Joe. We need to come up with Dom versus Ethan. People really liked it in the comments.
I'd fucking batter him.
Say that again.
What did you just say?
Fucking.
It's often said you are what you eat, but I'm not a bowl of 2-minute microwave rice, tuna and spring water, 3 heaping scoops of salt and sweet chili sauce.
No, that's true. That sounds delicious, sounds nice, actually.
It's very good. My therapist closes her legs when she sees me look at her legs. It seems like that's the metaphor for my life. I'm not sure how to use pegs on the clothesline because my thumbs don't bend and it causes me strife. I have no money and no job, but things are looking up. My new transplanted kidney hasn't failed yet, and that's good.
Oh, God.
Wow, so what are you from? Can I see it?
Yeah, they don't bend. Neither of them.
Lift them higher, Dom.
Turn your hands.
Oh, yeah.
I can't operate machinery, and I get locked in toilets quite a lot because I can't open the door.
Do you have a... You also had some words for us?
Yeah, that was a poem.
If we do Dom versus Ethan, yeah. What should we do, Joe? This is me.
Anything
should we do a quiz like we do Joe versus Joe?
I think we should do a quiz because I think one thing they both have a blind spot on is current affairs.
Oh, brilliant.
So I think we do a current affairs quiz and you two have to come up with the answer.
Is that on Patreon or this?
This.
But what's the forfeit thing? I never watched the old episode, so what did you used to do?
Come up with
like
forfeits.
In the McDonald's thing. I remember McDonald's.
I've got a great forfeit about Piggy the Gardens and Ethan and Dom's arsehole.
What? I'd have to open my arsehole anyway, don't I?
No, of course not.
Great.
We'll come up with a forfeit.
Recreate the school days.
We'll come up with a forfeit for you. Or anything, depending on who wins.
Right then, that has been a wonderful Friday episode. Thank you very much, Dom.
Yeah, yeah.
Ethan's wonderful on stories. Fire there as well. Brilliant. Dom versus Ethan coming next week. We're very excited. I just remember we kept the paddock thing behind my head for the first time in 172 episodes.
Ignore that. You made a mistake.
That's one for the Sloppy Joe's pub quiz.
It is.
In which episode did the Stepper Paddock logo remain in the corner? What episode would it be, Ethan?
170 something.
Nice. Right, everyone, bye! Have a lovely Friday! Brilliant weekend! Bye!
Oh, yes, yes, all of that. We'll see you later.